Good morning. Welcome back into In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. And we are live here in studio, and we have a special guest joining us here from Fort Riley, and that is the garrison commander, Colonel Will McKenna. Good to see you.
Good morning, Brandon. Glad to be here.
Absolutely. We're glad to have you here, and I wasn't sure if this we'd be able to make this happen, and I'm certainly pleased that we could have you in studio because you've been here a year now, and I don't know if we've had a chance to see you in studio.
No, it's really glad to be here. I was really looking forward to being able to do it in person as opposed to calling in or over Zoom like we've all become so used to over the last year.
Well, tell us a little bit about, just being here 1 year. You've been here during the pandemic, and so tell us kind of what that's been like and where you're at right now with the pandemic.
Yeah, well, when I got here last year, I mean, my family, it was really a very unique experience for the first time in my career, and taking command, it was a change of command unlike any other. Very limited attendance, everybody had to be in masks, and my boss from Installation Management Command actually had to preside over the ceremony virtually. So I never had to do anything like that, certainly not the way we wanted to do it, but it was due to the protocols, we all followed those, and it went off without a hitch. Continuing on, so it's been a challenging year. You know, I've also had to command the garrison during the pandemic, just like everybody in these communities and on Fort Riley has had to deal with those challenges. We've made great progress throughout the year, though. It's really been a great year. Soldiers, families, civilians, they all follow the protocols, so we were able to continue on with life on Fort Riley. And once the vaccines became available, we really dove into that effort and getting people vaccinated across our installation for our civilians, for our family members. We continue to offer those vaccines, and it has made a difference on the installation. I applaud the efforts of our partners at Irwin Army Community Hospital and my team at the garrison to offer vaccines at the hospital, but also mobile vaccines on post. They've really made a drop in the cases on Fort Riley, and as they did across the whole region.
Well, the vaccines have been certainly a good thing here to see. And early on, I have to applaud you guys. That was rolled out very nicely with the getting all the first responders in there and all the other ones. And it was just a massive undertaking.
Definitely was. And again, Irwin Army Community Hospital, Colonel Edgar Arroyo and his team, along with my garrison ops team and the operations folks from the division, really a team effort. Putting that together started off in the clamshell. If those who were involved out there next to the hospital, it took a lot of effort. As the vaccines were coming in, they were getting them into arms as soon as they came in. And you're right, we started off with our first responders and those special mission essential personnel in our child care facilities, in our schools, and our other service providers across the installation. And then our focus was definitely on the soldiers of our deploying units for readiness purposes. And so the team did an excellent job and got those in, got the you know, high vaccination rates among those populations. And I'm really proud of them and those efforts. And now as we look to continue, we're going to continue those vaccine efforts. We've shifted more to a mobile effort across the installation to try to take the vaccine to the people, for lack of a better way to say it. And because a lot of the folks just either couldn't get away from work, couldn't get away from home, so we went to where they were.
All right. I'd be remiss if I didn't ask about the potential for vaccine mandates here for soldiers, because we did find out yesterday from retired General Perry Wiggins that is a possibility here as soon as today.
Yeah, you're right, Brandon. We are paying attention to that, and if the order comes down from the Secretary of Defense, we're ready to execute in line with that order. We will go. We'll just as a matter of fact, I was talking yesterday with my team about plans to reinvigorate our vaccine efforts to, if the order comes out to mandate all active duty personnel get vaccinated, we're ready for that. The hospital has plenty of vaccines on hand. We have the personnel who know how to do it now that we've been doing it for the past 6 months or plus. So we're ready to execute when that order comes out.
All right. We'll see what happens with that. Do you anticipate, as we see cases going up, tighter restrictions, closing facilities, or canceling events?
Not at this time, Brandon, but we never know. I think the key is if we continue to vaccinate, people continue to follow the protocols, then we'll be able to continue with the events. And again, back to what we were talking about at the start, it's really because we did get vaccines and people did follow the protocols that we were able to start reopening some facilities, expand our capacities, and have some events that we weren't able to have previously in the year. So I, not at this time, as long as we follow the protocols, we're looking forward to more of those activities across the installation.
Well, I know one of the restrictions we've seen at one point in the pandemic was the Aggieville restriction. So that's good to know that that's probably not going away anytime soon.
We certainly hope not. But the key is that the key is, number one, vaccine. If you don't have the vaccine, wear the mask and follow the other protocols that we have been have proven effective.
Okay. And we're speaking with Colonel Will McKenney. He's the U.S. Army Garrison Commander out at Fort Riley with his year in review. And I think it's important to note that training has not stopped. Tell us about the training, especially the ones that we can hear.
Yeah, training definitely has not stopped. It's been key to the readiness for our Combat Aviation Brigade and 1st Brigade that just deployed, both of them currently supporting UCOM and U.S. Army Europe over in our European theater, or the European theater. And you'll soon start hearing our 2nd Brigade as they get out into live gunnery. It's really their first gunnery in over 2 years. So very excited for that. The tanks, the Bradley fighting vehicles, your field artillery, you're going to hear it all this month. As a matter of fact, some of it started already, some of you may know, and it's just going to ramp up over this next several weeks. It's critical training for our soldiers and units to prepare for, you know, to be prepared whenever the nation calls. You know, there's lots of noise you don't hear because, you know, we're also leveraging all of our simulators for that training as well. So lots of great things happening on the installation training-wise. You're right.
All right. Well, let's talk about some of the accomplishments, the great accomplishments that Fort Riley's seen this past year.
You know, one accomplishment is that we've continued to train the soldiers that we just talked about. Readiness is always one of the top priorities for the Army, and, you know, but also is taking care of people. So really, our commanding general, General Sims, you know, it's people first on Fort Riley. Part of that is their training, so they're ready to do the mission, but also is the wellness. And we've instituted Operation Victory Wellness over the past year. This is a comprehensive, enduring operation to make every soldier, civilian, family member on Fort Riley more resilient and stronger across all the dimensions of strength, the physical, the emotional, the social, the family, and the spiritual. Victory Wellness is something that we emphasize on Fort Riley every day and every week to ensure that we're more resilient and ready to face challenges. We've also supported the fight against COVID across the nation. You know, we've deployed units from Fort Riley to the Miami area and the Dallas area to run vaccination sites in those locations. And thousands of American citizens receive vaccinations from someone with a Big Red One patch on their shoulder. Something we're very proud of, that we were able to help the nation, help those communities in that way. We successfully deployed, as I mentioned, the 1st Combat Aviation Brigade and 1st Armored Brigade Combat Team to Europe. You know, but we've also reopened many facilities on the installation. Just yesterday, we opened the Omni Arena in Spare Time Interactive on post. This is a virtual game, you know, and myself, the commanding general, Sergeant Major Spikert, and some others played the game. It was really fantastic. I encourage people to go out and try it out. You know, we're continuing to work with our neighbors on finalizing some more intergovernment service agreements with our community partners. We'll continue that and look for more ways to partner with the neighbors around us.
Okay. We're speaking again with Colonel Will McKenney, the garrison commander here at Fort Riley. Pause for a quick commercial break here, and we'll continue our conversation in just a moment. You're listening to In Focus on News Radio KMAN.